Mercy.
Presented by Finley Roofing on Sports Radio 92.9 The Game.
It's time for Around the Yard with your Atlanta Braves on Dukes and Bell. Brought to you by Zero Res. Book an appointment today with Zero Res, Atlanta's best carpet cleaning service. And by Mark Spain Real Estate. Go to MarkSpain.com and get a guaranteed offer on your home today.
He gets greeted rudely by Ronald Acuna Jr. It is gone!
Sports Radio 92.9 The Game.
Let's talk with Grant McCauley, Braves insider, MLB insider as well. Covers Major League Baseball for us. And Braves, unfortunately, lose another one today. Mike and I were talking, though, about the comments of Spencer Strider, Grant. Brutally honest. And look, I don't know if anybody expects anything less from Strider talking about this is an embarrassing performance, including his own. But, again, is that enough to get under guys' skin? Is this a day late and a dollar short with these kind of comments from a guy that, you know, expects a lot of good things from himself and his teammates?
Yeah, I don't know. There's a lot of connective tissue, I guess, with some of the comments that we're going to hear from certain guys at certain times. And clearly, we've gotten to a point in the season where you've compounded the frustrations for all 26 men on the roster at any given time, plus the coaching staff, plus the front office, and obviously the fan base. This has been a disappointment of a season, and it seems to show no sign of stopping, turning around, and reverting to what one would expect to be at least the mean for a club that's got as many talented players and all-stars as this does. But it's just not happening. It hasn't been happening, and we don't know if it's going to happen in the next 60 or so games, I guess. But if the performance we've seen thus far is any indication, then I can understand Spencer Strider's frustration or anybody else's involving how this team has been playing, because quite frankly, and they'll tell you this, it's just not up to the standard that they expect from themselves. Now, I will say that Spencer Strider many times has been, I think, his own toughest critic. Did he make a couple of pitches that he'd like back today? Yes. I looked at that Devers pitch, which was basically off the ground in one hand over the right field wall. I mean, what are you going to do with that one? I think that's just one of those where you have to credit the hitter. Making the second mistake, giving up a second homer in that inning, I'm sure probably caused the greater frustration for him. And also, running up that pitch count, not being able to cover those innings, that's another thing Spencer Strider really, I think, you know, holds himself to a certain standard, to go back to that phrase again. So, long story short, the frustrations are warranted. The way out of this, though, the only way out of it is through it. And the Braves, it doesn't seem like, are done with the struggles and the frustrations that 2025 has in store for them.
Yeah, scoring 9 runs the other day and then outscored 18-3 in the subsequent games with the Giants. It's our man, Grant McCauley, with us here on the WadeFord.com hotline. I know, Grant, we've gone round and round about, you know, the leadership thing. We've even had this discussion with Alex, and he's kind of like dubious sometimes about having that. But when you hear a guy like Strider say what Carl was talking about and, you know, saying, look, we're terrible, we're going to get guys traded, you know, maybe Snicker won't be back. I don't mind it because I just think, for, I mean, if nothing else, it's cathartic to the fans, because at least someone in the clubhouse is expressing how the fans feel. I just want to hear it from an everyday player. You know, it's almost like back in the old days of the 90s in the Bobby Cox Braves, those alpha guys were Glavin Smoltz, you know, and Maddox. You know, and it just, it's like, why don't I hear this from Austin Riley? Why don't I hear this from Matt Olson or Ronald Acuna? Are they just not wired that way?
I can't speak for all of them in that regard, but I will say this. I mean, if you look back over the last 7 years, at what point have the Braves ever had to look at themselves in this way and say, okay, we have reached the depths of our season, of our career in some cases, if you want to look at it that way. I don't know if that's maybe overshooting it, but either way, the frustrations that is individual and collective for this club, it's piled up, most certainly, but I don't necessarily think it's a leadership problem. I don't think this is, well, guys haven't said the right thing yet, so now they don't know how to play. It's the actions that are going to speak louder than the words. It doesn't mean that you don't want to hear the right things being said by the right guys at the right times. I absolutely agree with you. I just feel like in some cases here, especially for the Braves, they have not been put in this position, certainly not in the middle of July. Would you have loved to hear maybe some different answers that could get them over the hump in October? Yeah, I'd love to be having that discussion right now, and I'm sure they would too, but they're just not there right now, and I don't think it's anybody, any one person having not said something. The frustrations are certainly there. I just don't know if, like, if the public forum is necessarily really going to do much to move the needle for the club in terms of actually putting wins in that first column, which is what they've been trying to do all year and unfortunately have not been able to do, in large part because of the offensive ineptitudes of this club.
You prefer to keep it in-house? Is that what you're saying?
I mean, personally, I think that all of the things that you can work out, whether it's inside that clubhouse, whether it be inside our collective station's clubhouse, I think it typically works better that way. But there are situations where it simply gets too big for that, and it will be much more public, and there will be frustrations and feuds and some axes to be ground and that kind of stuff. But in-house typically is where the results actually happen. But obviously we're paid to talk about it. You know, we're paid to kind of dig into it and find out what the problem is, what the root of it is, and all of those things. So that may not be the most entertaining answer or the most entertaining outlet, but I do think for a club to have a healthy dialogue and communication, a lot of that's going to be away from cameras and microphones.
Grant McCauley with us, guys, after the Braves fall 9-3. Verlander, by the way, gets his first win. 16 starts without a win, and now 14 games out in the division, 10.5 in the wild card. So what's the first chip to fall? Will it be Ozuna?
I think so. And, you know, we've got, a week tomorrow, I think, is a week to the trade deadline. So we kind of know where the Braves have been. I mean, it was, at this point, a Hail Mary of come out of the All-Star break, win a series against the Yankees, win one against the Giants, maybe grab a sweep on the road against the Rangers, and maybe, possibly, perhaps, and I've said this on my show from the Diamond, I'm sure people are probably tired of hearing it, but I'm just doing it because the math said they were still alive. Maybe they could push themselves back into it. But I think at this point, whether it's a Pierce Johnson, who could, I think, draw some trade interest as well. I know he's under control for next year, so that's something the Braves may or may not do, depending on how much they get for him. Raisel Iglesias and, obviously, Marcell Ozuna, those are probably the dominoes. In what order, though, it's really hard to say. It may just depend on who puts the call in first and who gives the Braves what they feel like is an acceptable offer.
Rangers up next. And, look, as far as the pitchers, I just want to ask you about the pitchers coming and going. Is this what we can expect for the rest of the season?
I think so. And it's an unfortunate reality of where the Braves find themselves, because they've lost four starters from their opening day roster. There's no Chris Sale. There's no Spencer Schwellenbach right now. Though both of those guys could pitch again this year. Ronaldo Lopez could pitch again this year, though it might be in relief. And obviously you lost A.J. Smith-Shawver. Now you were getting back Spencer Strider. That's great. Grant Holmes has been a perfectly serviceable, I think, at least middle to back end of the rotation starter. Everything you could have asked for from him, but then it's just a bunch of question marks, whether that's Bryce Elder, bullpen games, call-ups, prospects, guys getting promoted too soon. We've seen some of that as well. There's just a whole lot of questions and not a lot of answers on this pitching staff, because the depth, quite frankly, was not designed to withstand this kind of punishment in terms of losing guys for long periods of time.
Grant, good stuff. Tomorrow on off day, guys. We'll talk to Grant again on Friday. Appreciate you, man.
All right. Thanks, guys.
Yeah.